Josh, congratulations, unbeaten, good win. Was it harder than you thought?
No, I mean, listen, a little bit, at times a little bit rusty, but I've just had 10 months out, you know what I mean? Come straight back in with former world champion, mixed it with everybody, gives everybody a hell of a fight. And, you know, I had him hurt at times, and I thought I could have pursued it, but I was glad to get rounds. It's, you know, I thought if I'd blasted him out early doors and then we're going to a world title fight, then I'm going to suffer. I need to get the rounds under my belt. So, for me, I felt good. It's a bit frustrating because, you don't know, when TV cameras pick it up and other people pick it up from ringside, you don't know how they're getting it. But so, but I always felt in control. I never felt like he hurt me or why. You know, he caught me with a couple of punches, but I think, you know, if I stepped it up a gear, that I could have really pursued it, but I don't know. Good to get a win, I guess.
You were throwing punches in bunches. Every time it looked like you had him going, you just kept marching forward. Was it important to stick to the game plan?
Yeah, well, that's the thing about Kiko, you know, he's dangerous. At all costs, I was only watching him earlier today. And when he boxed Santa Cruz were picking him off and he was still biting on gum shield and trying to come through. And, you know, I think that's why there's so much pressure, because we're so close to world title, and it's like you can't afford to slip up trying to be Rambo against these guys coming up. And he's a dangerous guy, and you know, he packs a bit of punch behind him and that, so you can't go silly because you do get caught. And I think at times I was stopping punches with my face, but you know, it's, I don't know, I think I was trying a little bit too hard to impress the crowd, but it's good to be back.
Two judges had you comfortably ahead, one had it a draw. Were you surprised with the scorecard?
I was a little bit, like I say, for me, don't get me wrong, it took some rounds. I just went a little bit walkabouts, you know, trying to look for him, because he's a fit lad and he's always in front of you, and he's got a solid little head. But I thought I'd just have a little look, try to pick a few punches, but I don't know sometimes what you got to do to impress these judges.
You said there was a lot on the line tonight with the opportunity of a world title in future. After arrest, is that what you want next?
I think so. We'll speak to Frank and see where we go from there. I mean, you know, I've just done 12 good rounds with former world champion, you know, Kiko Martinez, tough as a come. Let's see what comes up after this.
Finally, Josh, great reception, great atmosphere throughout. Quick word for everyone cheering you on tonight.
Listen, I can't thank them fans enough. Absolutely brilliant from start to finish. You know what I mean? Amazing. I owe them so much, and I just want to get that world title for them and then take them to Las Vegas, and that's it.
Congratulations, Josh. Onwards and upwards.
Cheers, Jonathan.